This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. I've got answers. I've got solutions on those things for you. You've got to get the book, though. You know, we fight from a standpoint on some of these issues, like the sanity on both sides. Can't do it. And it's no different. It really is no different than when we fought Americans, the U.S. fought their Revolutionary War. Couldn't fight like the Brits. You couldn't fight like gentlemen. You had to fight like animals. You had to fight like gorillas. You know, so, I mean, look at what's happening right now. The Dems, the mainstream media Dems, are calling Donald Trump cruel because he has canned the DACA program. I don't think he's cruel at all. I think, frankly, what he's doing is he's forcing Congress to do what they should have done years ago. He's forcing them to come up with a real immigration plan, a real way to deal with these things, instead of just keep kicking it down the road like they do with the debt ceiling. I don't know how any of you could think it's just simply cruel. What was cruel was Barack Obama signing that thing to begin with, letting them actually believe, after telling them forever that he couldn't sign it, he couldn't do it. I mean, what was he? Was he on drugs before when he said he couldn't sign it? Or was he on drugs when he signed it? Which is it? Don't you think it's cruel to lead somebody on? Telling him you can do something you can't do? He had no business doing that. He had no right doing that. I mean, we are a nation of laws, like it or not. And it's funny how the left decides what laws they want us to stand up to, or what laws they want us to use and what laws they don't, what laws they want us to enforce and what laws they don't. The law is the law. Change it. A judge doesn't have a right to change it. The president doesn't have a right to change it. Only Congress does. I mean, it's really that simple. I love the way these people think. I love what they shove in your face. Let's do some weird and funny stuff. Hey, there's a Queens Assemblywoman that has decided to sue New York for firing her husband. Claims that since that happened, he won't have sex with her. So I... that groan was producer Tammy. Apparently... I don't even know where to go with that. How do you... Does the clerk takes that in and reads the brief and goes, seriously, lady, are you... Look, at 6th and Main, there's a bunch of gigolos that hang around over there. I mean, if this is really a problem for you, your husband can't do what he needs to do, you know what I'm saying? Suing the state doesn't fix it. What are they going to sue? For a new husband? For psychotherapy for a husband? Or $1 billion? Because that'll make them feel better, right? It'll make me feel better, too. So a sex-deprived Queens Assemblyman Assemblywoman, actually, is suing. I'm just trying to do what they want to do, right? She sued the state for firing her court officer hubby, saying that since he was canned, the two of them have stopped having relations. I'll be nice. Anyway, Assemblywoman Michelle Titus and her husband, Eric, filed a lawsuit last month accusing New York State Unified Court System, which employs court officers, of wrongful termination discriminating against black workers. Of course, it's always discrimination. She's an assemblywoman. It's always discrimination now, isn't it? The lawmaker, a Democrat, said in the summons connected to the lawsuit that she and DeBerry quit making whoopee after he lost his job and the two grew apart. You know what, lady? I don't know this to be truth. But the man's probably feeling bad about what happened. Most guys, not all, most guys want to take care of the family. Most guys want to work. We're built to work. Right? I'm sure. I mean, unless he was a lazy slob from day one, but you would have known that, right? I mean, I would think so. You're an elected official. You must be somewhat of a brain surgeon, right? Oh, never mind. I keep forgetting. Now, DeBerry was always agitated. He was short-tempered, always divisive. Titus, 47, said in papers filed in the Queens Supreme Court on August 8th, I had to separate myself from Mr. DeBerry, and then we stopped engaging in sexual activity. Well, I think the first clue here is she didn't take his last name. He has a, you know, they sound like two different people. You sure they're not roommates? How close could they have been? She said the two became estranged because after dealing with the stress at work, my husband was not pleasant to live with anymore. I'd have to ask her, were you getting on him at all? Were you calling him a lazy SOB? Maybe, what's wrong, can't you hold on a job? How could you possibly get fired? I mean, I can think of a million things that I've heard people say to each other. DeBerry, who worked as a court officer for over 16 years, said that he was fired in August 2014 after the court system put him on probation for allegedly telling a civilian, shut the blank up and mind your own business. And DeBerry, 49, said that he never cursed at the person. And he said, white court officers have gotten passes for doing worse. So, okay, now it's a racial thing. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. That's right. Apparently, if your husband or wife gets fired by a municipality and stops wanting to have sex with you, you're in the money, buddy. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room texting, weeding, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, and all that fun stuff. You can also buy a whole bunch of little trinkets there, right? Especially with all this resist garbage happening. I've got shirts there, hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand to make America great. And stand against the resistance. You really should. You should. Don't let them get away with this. You know, I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you're comfortable doing. You know, I have received several emails from you guys. It's your action. What's sad? And not sad that you're afraid. I'm not picking on you. But the fact that you even have to think of those things, that those thoughts even enter your mind, that you have to be sad that because the shirt you'd like to wear, you're afraid you might get beat up with on. That's sad. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Queens Assemblywoman who's suing New York because since her husband was fired, he He no longer wants to have sexual relations with her. Now, okay, maybe. I need more information. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I need to know what kind of woman she is. I want to know what her coworkers think of her. I want to know if he is a nice guy, a bad guy. There needs to be further information. The summons only names some of the officers who were now, see, they're pushing for racism because he claims that white officers get away with more. I don't say they do or don't. I'm just saying he claims. Now, for example, Christopher Ophie, the officer DeBerry names in the stalking incident. I know it's stalking, but then it sounds like I'm talking Boston again. Was found not guilty in a trial in 2009. A source said that in some instances, the court officers can choose between fighting the allegations in a departmental trial or accepting probation. Now, if the officer accepts probation, then he waives his right to a trial. Now, DeBerry worked at the Queens Criminal Court before he was terminated. He said that he was transferred to Queens in 2003, but was frequently moved to different posts in the courthouse. His supervisors constantly accused me of being in Queens based on nepotism. He also claims that the court system hired decoys to wait on the lines where he was posted to a metal detector in an effort to incite my passions, he said. I don't even know what that means. Incite his passions? Against people carrying guns? Pretty women? Pretty men? I don't know what. Titus, who is a lawyer, won her assembly seat during a special election in 2002. Her district includes Far Rockaway, South Ozone Park, and Springfield Gardens. She and her husband both declined to comment on their dry spell. Their attorney is not returning phone calls on it. I can imagine some of the questions are probably pretty disgusting. Now, the summons also says that they're trying to work things out. So I guess he's getting the help he needs to move forward. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you are going to just sit in there laughing so hard you couldn't dial the phone if you wanted to. That's what I thought when I first read it, too. I'm going, like, this can't be real. But then you get these other crazy stories. Like, we've done these before, and they're real. Ecosexual professor spurs movement. He says you must have sex with Mother Earth in order to save it. God, where was that line when I was in high school? Seriously, you have to have sex with me in order to save me. 4 years ago, when an art professor, Elizabeth Stevens, filmed a documentary, Ecosexual Love Story, in which she and her partner licked trees. Licked trees. I was going to say, you know, you'd have to be really good with a tweezer afterward for that. Played with mud and made love with the environment while naked. The term ecosexuality was still somewhat unknown. That's because they made it up. But a lot has happened since then, and ecosexuality isn't such a mystery anymore. Google Trends shows interest in the term has increased exponentially over the last 12 months. It's exploding. Look, if you're actually fantasizing about having sex with Mother Earth, you need to slip into the reality land and go see somebody. Get some help. Take it from me, really. Get some help. We've gotten to a point in this country where we accept every kind of lifestyle, thought process, activity, or what have you, as being norm. We're even trying to, and I'm not going to go through the story tonight, but we're even trying to legalize or rationalize pedophilia. Because it's normal for a guy to want to have sex with a 12-year-old. Let me tell you what, I must be the most abnormal person on the planet. Because when I look, I have a 6-year-old granddaughter, 5-year-old granddaughter. I see 12-year-old girls. I'm sorry. I must be missing the chromosome or the brain cell or whatever it requires to get all excited about the little kids. Really, think about it. Think about what they're doing to you. They're making everything normal. And everything that we believe growing up with is now abnormal. Quote, unquote, traditional marriage is abnormal. Traditional roles of men and women, abnormal. And I don't mean Do not write me an email saying, oh, so you're four barefoot and pregnant. I don't know. I didn't say that, did I? Okay. You know, what's really funny, when we talked about, and this isn't, this is me going off the cuff. I read stories during the week, and I don't do them on the show necessarily, but, you know, we're now seeing these kids that grew up with single parents' homes, gay and lesbian couples that brought up kids, and they're talking about where dad was not present, because, you know, there's a big push to get rid of dad. You don't need dad. As soon as they come up with synthetic sperm, you won't need dad at all, right? Males will no longer be required, at least to women. I made that complaint the other night. What was it? Madison what?
Reed.
Right? That's a hair products. Yeah. And what I loved was, and when I'm listening to these commercials by successful women, they always say the same thing. I told my daughter, you know, women can do anything they set their mind to. Really? So men can't? Boys can't? I'm asking, because it makes no sense to me. And it also doesn't make sense to be pounding that out all the time. The girls are better than boys. I thought you guys wanted equality, or maybe not really. I don't know. But it's a constant. It's a constant tear down of the male. Constantly in sitcoms and shows and movies. And now now some of these kids that grew up in, again, single-parent homes, right? Gay or lesbian couples. They miss dad. They now understand what the male portion of that was all about. They miss dad. Now, you can make fun of them all you want, because I know the left will do that. You hardcore anti-sexuals will do that. And it's no more fair for you to do that than when you get mad at somebody for using words like traditional marriage or not thinking same-sex marriage is good or okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please be involved in the conversation. Hit up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a gazillion and three things up there on the website, including watch live, which seems to be doing fine there. And I do appreciate the irritation you put up with it trying to get the show stuff. Head over to the website, though. I want your email address. Every single week I put out an email. Let you know what's going on. I shouldn't say every week. Huh? That's kind of a lie. Sometimes I miss it. Because sometimes I don't feel like doing it. I'm sure you don't feel like reading it. But just head over there. Get all the information about the show. You know, there really is a lot going on. You can't talk about in the short amount of time, for what it's worth, that we have with you. I've got a boatload. I have so many crazy stories that have taken place. But this one's one of the best. Ecosexuals. That's right, having sex with the earth. And it's what I started to say before we went to break. You know, you got all these crazy things that we've allowed to happen. We don't want to push back on. We don't want people to feel bad. Which what you see is going on with all these snowflakes out there now. And all these riots, not protests, let's call them what they are, riots. Look, when they started beating on that girl's car at the gas station when she was heading over to one of the protests, and she had a sign in the back of her car that they didn't like. It didn't say, Whitey, go home. It didn't say, I don't know, Blackie, go home. It didn't say, LGBTQ, go home. No. It said, can we just talk? Can we please have a conversation? And they started calling her little Barbie and then started beating her car with lead pipes. But I guess maybe, look it, I know in way, 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 way back in the prehistoric days, the way we communicated with each other, didn't we hit stones against stones, sticks, branches against stones? Didn't we do that? Maybe that's what they were doing. They were hitting the car to communicate. She just couldn't understand. I'm sure that was it. Yeah, because they're acting like Neanderthals. Maybe that's exactly what's going on. And we're just too evolved to understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll go on with our ecosexuality teaching here. Anyway, since this was first introduced, this thing is taking off. And Google Trends is showing it has a boatload of interest over the last 12 months. Now, the interest can be traced in part to Stevens at UC Santa Cruz, a professor there, a leader in the movement, actually, that melts art and sex and environmentalism all together, even to the point of having sex with a tree or marrying the ocean. No, we did these. Remember the girl that married the ocean? One girl married herself? How do you divorce yourself? Seriously. How do you ignore yourself? How do you sleep in the other room when you don't want to sleep with yourself? Probably need special counseling for that, too, right? Oh, God. Be a self-marriage counselor. I could do that. Really. Stevens, chair of the art department at the Public University, she said to debut her latest documentary, Water Makes Us Wet. Oh, my God. She actually had a degree for that? That's good. This is, wow, that's a documentary? God, fire makes us hot. Some cases, it burns you. I mean, where's my PhD? Got to be here somewhere. Its premiere is slated for this weekend in Germany as part of a large art exhibition. Over the summer, Stevens also co-led an eco-sex walking tour in Germany that offered 25 ways to make love to the earth. God, I just raised, you know what? She should go to Colorado. Really, with all the dope heads there? This could be a movie in and of itself. You thought Dazed and Confused was a great movie. This would be like Raise the Roof movie. It's a way for her to raise awareness of environmental issues. What? The trees aren't having enough sex? I mean, I guess if they believe in evolution, you know, in its purest sense, and you came from a tree or a plant or whatever, I guess you're having sex with your species in some way. She said, if you want to learn about the environmental issues, like, you know, learn eco-sexercises, find e-spots, and, oh my God, I can't even clean this up, and pleasure yourself through planetary stimuli. I am doing the best I can here. Anyway, look, you should see the words. You'd see what a good job I did. In May, she helped. Wait a minute. That the stuff I couldn't say is actually the description of the event that they had in the UC on the UC Santa Cruz website. Wow. In May, she helped lead a two-day EcoSex Symposium. At the public university, the event included workshops given by professors such as decolonizing settler sexuality. Remember what I keep telling you? These are not real words. They make them up so you sound you feel stupid. Oh, my God. I didn't know those words existed. Am I that dumb? Am I really that ignorant? No! They're like the carnival barkers of old days. You know, the snake oil sellers. Remember them? That's some great language. Earlier this year, she also co-authored the book, The Explorer's Guide to Planetary Climax. For everybody. Which explores various types of these kind of things and how to discover them. I told you, I can only clean it up so much. All this has gone unnoticed. The concept was recently featured in Teen Vogue, for example, which told its young readers about a concept called Grassalingus. Which was, I told you, they keep making this stuff up. Which was accompanied by a description of a musician laying face down in the grass and licking it. Now, wouldn't it be really funny if there was poison ivy or poison oak in there? Wouldn't that have made for a whole new... Meant to go to the doctor? What were you doing?
I was having sex with the plants. I don't. Is that okay? Oh, God. Or pleasuring oneself with water pressure, using eco-friendly lubricant, or literally having sex with a tree. A person of any sexual proclivity who finds eroticism in nature or believes that making now, here's the funny thing about it. The lefts will get mad at me for making fun of them. I'm not. I'm reading your stuff. What's to make fun of? Look at, I should look like the idiot if this is if this isn't ridiculous. If this is mainstream, if this is reality, if this is the right thing, then I'm the one that looks like the jackwagon. And don't write me and say, well, it's the way you say it. No, what other way can you say it? A person of any sexual proclivity who finds eroticism in nature or believes that making environmentalism sexy will slow the planet's destruction. They can be an ecosexual. God. And they also, I guess you couldn't do these in, what's a men's magazine? Maxim. Like, you know, do they still have those? Because when you go into the 7-Eleven, it's like all those man magazines are right there. Well, actually, they have the supermarket, too, now. Crazy. But I don't think you'd find this in a men's magazine. I really don't. I don't think you could sell it to them that easy. In Women's Health magazine in August, the article stated that, you know, we chatted with Ann Sprinkler, PhD, and Beth Stevens, PhD, performance artist, and ecosexual experts. And the authors of the book, The Explorer's Guide to Planet Orgasms. All right. How long? Who wants to bet me? Send me a bet. How long is it going to be before this becomes required reading at your local high school? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let that settle in during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little while. Don't go far, please.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
We are back.
No way, Daniel.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us making a comment. Now, some of you say that the Facebook feed isn't working right, whatever. You can listen to your smartphone, listen to your local radio station, and if the Facebook feed isn't working, head over to my website, therealside.com. Matter of fact, if you have an Apple or an Android phone, okay, you don't need Facebook. And there's a live chat room. Pull down our app. We have an Apple app. We have an Android app. And you can pull it down. And I'm telling you, you'll be able to converse with each other, listen to the show, watch the show, do whatever. But I'm tired of playing, you know, again, you see it, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse with Google. It's getting worse with Facebook. It's getting worse with all of them. So we can't fight it. I'm not going to. I'm going to get you guys the information any way I can. You choose to pick it up. You choose not to pick it up. Up to you. As you well know. We're talking about ecosexuals. Really that simple. I don't even know where to go with that. This is why I always say, and you knew it was going to get to this, right? Because we did this story a while back. We kind of made fun of it. Other people made fun of it. And a lot of these people got a little upset that we were making fun of them for loving the earth. Well, I love the earth, too. I love the earth because my creator made the earth and tells me to take care of it and love it as well. But I got to tell you something. Not looking to hug it. This is, it gets so bad.
She said that she led a two-day EcoSex Symposium at the public university. Now, the event included workshops given to professors such as Decolonizing Settler Sexuality and Academic Freedom. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? I told you they, A, make up these words, and they, B, they try to make you feel bad. Right? Academic freedom in an eco-sexophobic world. See, the phobic word you knew was going to happen. You knew, it couldn't. Oh, come on. There's no way that it wasn't going to happen like that. God. There's so much of this I can't clean up quickly. This was the original report that I did. Was back last November. Right? There was a lot of conservative sites were picking up this little freaky trend. And others got mad that we called it freaky. Well, I'm sorry. Wanting to have sex with a tree is freaky. I mean, you realize the road this goes down is that there are no absolutes, which is the first chapter in my book, if you would buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Right, first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. Not allowed. No way, no how. Because then that means somebody's right and somebody's wrong. That means there may be a better way of doing something if you have absolutes. The documentary states that we make love with the earth. We are aquaphiles, terrophiles, pyrophiles, and aerophiles. So we go to the dictionary right now and look it up. I bet you the words don't exist. We shamefully hug trees, massage the earth with our feet, and talk erotically to plants, because that's what they want to hear. You see how screwed up we are as human beings? We think that plants want to hear little, you know, dirty sexual innuendos. I don't know what happened. Did somebody, one of the plants writer, know what you went by? She was talking sexy. Hey, honey, I like that. Come on back. Give a rub to one of my leaves. You never know what can happen. We are skinny dippers, sun worshippers, and stargazers. We caress rocks. We are pleasured by waterfalls. We admire the earth's curves. Often, we make love with the earth through our senses. We celebrate our e-spots. We are very dirty people. I don't even know where to go with this. But by now, you get the picture. We're becoming a country where anything goes. Anything you think of, anything you think is right and proper, anything you believe. See, but it's all about self-pleasuring, right? It's all about making yourself happy. Now, they say they're loving the earth, they're loving on the earth, but ultimately, you guys are going to be cracking up in the chat room. You really do. But ultimately, every one of these that they come up with, it's all about self. In an email to College Fix, Stephen said that she is inspired by living and working in Santa Cruz, as well as growing up in West Virginia. I grew up around farmers, hunters, fishermen, miners. They all loved the earth. And in fact, their health and livelihoods depended on loving the earth. Yeah, but they weren't having sex with the earth. Otherwise, I am not interested in any of the tomatoes they were able to turn up. And if I take her way of looking at it, weren't they hurting the earth? Were they digging into the earth's skin and turning it up? Then they were planting parasites in the earth, which is, you know, I guess, you know, lettuce, tomatoes, onions. I'm making a salad here. Think about what she's saying. Think about how they have to twist this to make it work. Ecosexual art is an art project, she added. It really depends on the audience's reception as to whether it's cultural or political. An ecosexual is someone who loves the earth. No. You're incorrect. An ecosexual is somebody who's got a problem between the ears that actually wants to have sex with trees, plants, dirt. Are we serious? And that's the other thing, too. In California, you know, to have sex, you have to have consent.
How do you get consent from a tree or a plant? I just ask it. Because, if I want to go out and try this on my own, don't I have to... I want to follow the law. Or do trees and plants, they don't have the same rights that I have? Now, that doesn't sound good. So you can rape a tree or a plant? You hear how stupid this is. These are like the people that want us to drink the Kool-Aid for sure, but think more broadly. They want us to be more accepting. And I know I keep going back to it because it's just so confusing. Think about this. They want you to be gender neutral, yet they want to be called transgenders. Well, if there is no gender, then why do I have to call you a transgender? Why should I call you male or female? You got to make up your mind. We can't follow nothing. You have to have some kind of rules. See, if everything goes or anything goes, you can make it up as you go, then so can I. And if I make it up as I go, you are not going to like it. I guarantee it. And I have to blame a lot of parents for this. You brought your kids up to believe that they were the center of everything, what they thought was real and good. That no matter what they put their hand to, it was art, it was great. It doesn't work. You raise a group of spoiled, self-entitled brats. It's okay to encourage your children. It's not okay to lie to them. It's not okay to tell them they look good with clothes they put on when they actually look ridiculous. And, it's different when they're young and they want to, my daughter used to like to wear like leopard skin pants and a striped shirt or whatever. It's like, honey, that doesn't go together and it doesn't look good. She'd go, I know, I like it. I didn't lie to her. I didn't tell her what a princess she looked like, how gorgeous she was, how pretty she was. Same thing when they do work, when they're working on a project. You don't tell them it's great when it's not. You don't just force them to go do the best they can do, but you force them to try harder. Push even the envelope of what they can do. You know, it's funny when you talk to psychologists about the roles of dads and moms, and then you talk to the Facebook freaks that think they got it all together, that you don't need dads, that you only need moms. Dads have very specific roles. Dads are the ones that challenge. Dads are the ones that push. Dads are the ones that instill confidence. It's the daddy bird that pushes them out of the nest, so to speak. Right? I was the one pushing my kids to do more, to try harder, because they could do it. Not because I wanted to watch them hurt themselves. And when they fell off that bike or the skateboard or tripped down the stairs, like, okay, can you breathe? Good. Are you living? Yeah, I know it hurts. Let's clean it up and let's do it again. Let's try again. Let's not stop. Let's keep pushing till we get through this thing. Instead of parents nawadays who go running up to their children, coddle, oh my God, that scrape on your knee, you'll be out of school for 3 weeks, and I'm going to tell the baseball coach that this is just unacceptable. You have to have pants that go from your ankles to your waist because we don't want you to scratch anything. There was a term a couple of years back, the wussification of America. Yeah, too late. We can fix it, though. We can turn it around. But you have to be willing to take a real stand. I'm Joe Messina. Top of the hour. Take a break. Get some coffee. Get some fuel. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I got a lot to say in the next hour.